He will ambush the enemy. I can hear the sound of the Lion of Judah.
Hello, Agape Church and friends. Welcome into the Building Up Podcast, episode number 156. Today, we're taking 5 minutes in the book of Acts. We're going to be in Acts chapter 8. We'll probably center around verse 21 and 22, but we're going to cover a lot of the chapter and the story that's unfolding there as Philip, one of the church leaders that we met earlier in Acts, has now moved into Samaria. This is part of the scattering of the church that is happening because of the persecution in Jerusalem. So the church that has been kind of centered in this one location is now, through this difficult season of persecution, primarily by Saul, who is ravaging the church, chapter 8, verse 3 says, the church is now scattering out of Jerusalem, and as they do so, they are preaching the word. So they are scattering with purpose. And Philip finds himself, I believe, led by the Holy Spirit into Samaria. And there, as Philip is sharing Christ, an incredible work of the Holy Spirit begins to break out as he is proclaiming to them the gospel. Crowds are coming to see and hear him. They're seeing miracles that are happening, hearing the gospel being preached. He's doing signs by the power of the Spirit. Unclean spirits are coming out of many, and those with health issues, paralyzed, lame, are being healed, and there is much joy in the city. All of that is recorded for us in chapter 8. And there's one person in particular that we're introduced to, a man named Simon, and we're told that he had been a magician of sort in the city. Now, we're not talking about a magician that you see on a side street somewhere doing card tricks. This is someone who practices magic, probably tapped into some type of demonic influence, but he amazed the people in Samaria, and he was a really big deal there. Everyone paid attention to him, from the least to the greatest. Acts tells us that they would say, "This man, Simon, is the power of God," and they called him great. Well, Simon hears Philip preaching about Jesus, and the Bible says that he himself believes as Philip preaches the good news about the kingdom of God, and he was baptized. And then he begins to follow Philip. So it looks like an incredible story of transformation from the gospel. But as John and Peter come down from Jerusalem to see what is happening in Samaria and to pray for the Samaritans as the word of God and the Spirit of God has been received in that area, Simon sees them praying for people and people falling under the influence of the Holy Spirit. And so Simon in verse 19 says, "Give me this power that you have. I want to be able to lay hands on people that they too can receive the Spirit." Now, Simon didn't ask for the Holy Spirit himself. And we kind of see from this dialogue that Simon wanted power. That had not been broken out of his life. He still desired to be a big deal. He still desired to be well known. He still desired to be seen as great. And so he thought that Philip and these apostles had a power even greater than what he had, and he wanted it. And so that's where we get into verse 20, where Peter says to him, as he actually tries to buy the Spirit, he says, I'll give you money if you'll give me this power. And Peter says, "Let your silver perish with you, because you thought you could obtain the gift of God with money." Verse 21, "You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right before God." And in verse 22, he calls him to repent of his wickedness. And I just want to say briefly that we all, as the kingdom of God moves forward, and if we engage in being a bold witness for Christ and sharing Jesus, we're all going to have times like this where we're going to share the gospel with someone, and it is going to appear initially like there's been a great transformation that has taken place, and it is going to seem like there has been a turnaround, but something is going to happen in the life of that person. And at some point, it's going to be revealed that actually their heart is still not right before God. Jesus told us, even in the parable of the soils, that this would be a reality, that the gospel would fall upon some rocky ground, and it would be people who would receive the gospel initially with joy. But then when persecution on account of the word comes along, they would wilt and they would show that there was actually no root in them. And my encouragement to you today is that We have to keep going in those moments, as discouraging as they may be. There was still a mighty work of the Lord that was happening in Samaria. There was still incredible numbers of people who were coming to know Christ. And so don't give up when you have those moments where it looks like there's a big turnaround and then you realize there isn't. Don't let that keep you from sharing the gospel. And don't let that keep you from continuing to pray for people to come to repentance. Because even though that situation may happen to all of us, we will also, if we don't give up, we will in due time see good happening through our own preaching and sharing of the gospel. Until next time, church, grace and peace to your family.
Thank you for listening to the Building Up Podcast, a ministry of Agape Church in Pinson, Alabama. For more information on our church, please visit us online at agapepinson.com. It's not brought me